Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Wilderness and the sea are the themes of this program. We'll hear two orchestral works, Elizabeth Austin's Wilderness and Nancy Vandeweghe's Suite from Nemo. Between them, we'll hear Augusta Reed Thomas's Passion Prayers, a chamber concerto for solo cello and six instruments. We'll begin with Elizabeth Austin. Born in Baltimore in 1938, she received her early musical training at the Peabody Conservatory Preparatory Department. When Nadia Boulanger visited Goucher College in Towson, Maryland, where Austin was a liberal arts music student, she awarded the composer a scholarship to study at the Conservatoire Américain in Fontainebleau, France. Austin has taught composition and theory at various music institutions in Hartford, Connecticut. Her association with the Hart School of the University of Hartford, where she earned a master's in music while on the faculty, continues on an unofficial basis through a faculty-student exchange with the Staatliche Hochschule für Musik Heidelberg-Mannheim, which she helped to initiate in 1990. She has won prizes both for her electronic and her acoustic music. These include first prize in the David Lipscomb Electronic Music Competition, and first prize in the International Alliance of Women in Music's 1998 Miriam Gideon Competition. Dr. Austin and her husband, Professor Gerhard Austin, divide their time between Germany and the United States as they promote an exchange of ideas and people through internationally sponsored projects with an emphasis on cultural activities in Eastern Europe. We're going to hear Elizabeth Austin's Wilderness Symphony. I'll read you what she has written about it. Sandburg's magnificently graphic poem, Wilderness, draws one into a bestiary distinguished by its sense of immediacy and psychological drama. As we approach the end of the century made infamous more than once by animalistic explosions of violence and cruelty wrought by, quote, civilized human beings, the lurid chill of this menagerie, portrayed in sound, deepens and disturbs. The introductory section of this one-movement set of character variations evokes the mental landscape habitat with its own motive of shifting chordal colors. The solo violin, as the voice crying out in the wilderness, elicits the main arch-like theme of the work, upon which the different animal variations are built. The initial climax comes with the appearance of the wolf, the first animal in this instinctual zoo. Two reciters, a man and a woman, narrate and personify Sandburg's vision, as the first six verses of the poem describe a macabre mob. A heartbeat motive suggests a palpable life force, and the altered and overlaid use of various themes from Stravinsky's Petrushka, one of which is related in melodic contour to the heartbeat, points up a similarity in such a force. The will to live, pent up, yet ever threatening to burst the bonds of the spirit and to rise to the surface of consciousness, is painted in jagged, angular musical patterns. From a bloodthirsty wolf, we turn to a double-crossing fox, in whose variation the banjo's bluegrass quote of Foggy Mountain Breakdown is an intentional homage to Sandburg's love of folklore. From an impersonal hog with snout and belly, we are submerged in the saltwater world of a fish, reaching far back to the annals of time. The unsavory baboon shares a verse with Hawkeye men, an animalistic foreshadowing, and erotic women, human beings harboring the menace and indifference of the animals depicted here. The soaring wilderness theme recurs, unadorned in the next variation, but it is paired with its mirror inversion. Eagle and mockingbird soar together, summoned once again by the claims and wishes of the strong-willed eye. The final verse places these creatures in a subjective zoo, buried in the shallow grave of the ego. Each animal takes a curtain call in the section. A poetic climax, the red valve heart, through which we hope to achieve transcendence over animalistic urges, is that something else setting us apart. The affirmative but ambivalent grandeur of the keeper of the zoo is underscored by the ambivalence of Petrushka's haunting end. Such is the warning, a musical manmal, a reminder that we have a wilderness within us. Let's hear it now with the Krakow Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra, Simon Kavala, conductor. The reciters are Melinda Lieberman and Anthony King.